What I can say is that there have been multiple iterations of negotiations along the way, all over the place. So people keep getting stuck on a number, but there's been all kinds of numbers, different analysis. So people get stuck on the one. I wouldn't get caught up there. Right now, though, what we have said is, look, we're not prepared to take any equity stake in this project. We don't feel it's necessary for the province. We don't feel it's the best move for the province. And we feel these companies can find a way to make this work. I've heard that there is private interest out there in the possibility of getting in on this, which I would absolutely encourage. I think our $500 million is support, and if there's other support we can provide, that's great, but it won't be in an ownership position.
What can you tell us about those other private interests?
I'll just leave it at that, except to say that I'm aware of it. I've heard about it. I believe the ownership groups are aware of it as well. So when we talk about finding solutions, there may be one out there. I think it's incumbent on them to explore that, and rather than to come back to government and ask us to take the equity stake. I think we've spoken quite clearly. I think we put it out there quite clearly for various reasons, and that position won't change. But at the same time, as the Premier said, our pretty lucrative offer that was based on far lower oil prices has stayed. I mean, we haven't renegotiated that. We've been absolutely in good faith here. But there's only so far you can go, and we're not going to gamble with the people's money. I'm just hoping these companies will find a way. If it's profitable at X percent, then I'm sure it's profitable at 100%. But we're not going to be in there. I mean, the reality is that there's a huge risk as it relates to asset life extension. There's a huge risk as it relates to abandonment. We're coming in at 85% done. So everybody, you know, is sitting there and has had 85% of the value, and now we come in at the end and help clean up. It's not on. And we come back to the question you asked earlier about the workers. I mean, that's been the driving factor in this conversation, is the impact on workers. But if you look at any other mega project, if you knew you were going to get X number of person hours of work, and then that project went exponentially over budget, would you go back and say you still would have done it? In this case, we're on the preceding side of that, where we don't think that we think the risk is greater than that benefit which we would get.
Were all seven partners involved in those conversations yet this morning, or some just not?
No, there's at various times there's different leaders. I mean, Suncor is the operating partner. Again, there's certain partners you hear very little from, but there's certain partners that lead the way. But we've heard from various people at various times. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of people involved in this. So I don't think it's a lack of communication. If anything, I would like to think that they're working amongst themselves to try to figure out a solution. But, you know, look, their liquidity issue is solved. This project was profitable when it was going to be sanctioned 2 years ago. And now we've got $500 million on the table. I'm assuming it's going to be profitable for them, right? There's an improved case for them. I just don't think we can put risk on the people here.
Minister, I know there's a lot on your plate, but regarding the combat chance, is the end of the month, well, I'm hearing like end of the month sort of money runs out, or that's a sort of an unfirm deadline?
Still a firm deadline. The original funding agreement was for June 30th to keep it open, to keep people working, to keep it warm, and to keep negotiations going. Obviously, we're getting closer to date. To that date, we know that there is a lot of work ongoing. So right now, I'm confident that there's still positive news to come, but we'll see what happens. It's a little bit too early to tell. I'd like to see something concluded by then, but there's a lot, again, out of our control when we're dealing with two private entities trying to negotiate some kind of package. We're sort of on the outside of that. We'll just deal with whether it happens or not. And we've been assisting. There's been a lot of work ongoing on that one as well. Don't want to put anything out. I don't want to contribute to speculation and rumors, but it's nice to hear positive speculation and rumors rather than negative speculation and rumors. We haven't had any official confirmation from the union or from Silver Peak or from anybody, but I would say if that is the case, that's positive. That's great, but it still is one part of a bigger equation here, which is a deal between the owners and the purchasers, so we'll monitor that. But I'm just glad to see that that there's this positivity happening. I think you will see more in the days and weeks ahead.